Today's daf in the second Bechorot, brought to you, unfortunately, on the road, is daf nun dalet, and we're holding smack bang in the middle of the question of how do we know that you cannot be mafrish mizeh alzeh of separate minim when it comes to trumas and maaseres. We establish from the posik of the kol chelev yitzhar and kol chelev tirosh vidagan that certainly yitzhar, which is the shemen, has to be separate from the tirosh, but it isn't clear how do we know that where there's only one chelev missing, and particularly one type of grain and another type of grain, why exactly do we say over there that you can't be miser for one for the other? So the answer that the Gemara gave was that we have a kal v'chomer. If even tirosh v'yitzar, which are two different trees, the olive and the grape, where there's no iser of kelayim in a single area to plant them, nonetheless, you can't take off miser dog and trumas and isis from one on the other. Kol shekein, things which are kelayim zebizet, such as tirosh and dagan, or dagan v'dagan, memela, it's a kal v'chomer. So today, we want to continue with the question of how that kal v'chomer would work out, aliba del Rabbi Yoshia. Because the problem is that all of that kal v'chomer is based on the fact that they would be kelayim zebizet. But if you hold of Rabbi Yoshia, then they're not kelayim zebizet. Yes, the Gemara. Ula Rabbi Yoshia, the Omar, with five lines down out in the middle of the line, and then Dalet Amud Aleph. So according to Rabbi Yoshia, who says that you're not going to be over Kaleya Kera, unless you plant together a chita, a seora, and there's two different types of dogon, plus a grape seed, all at the same time. Bimapulityad, you plant them at the same time, simultaneously. So according to him, where do you see that you're not allowed to take off different dogon? Where over there, if you just have them, let's say grapes and dagan, or dagan v'dagan, which is not all three together, how indeed do you know that you're not allowed to take off trumot ma'asrot from dagan al dagan or dagan on wine? Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yoshia would bring it from a different drasha. My telomihach, he would say it differently. He would say like this. The kal v'chomer is not the way we said it, but rather, you have to add a little bit of a refinement here to the kal v'chomer. Uma tirosh v'yitzar she'inan kelayim zeh b'zeh afilu al yidei davar acher. Rabbi Yoshia is mighty lemehach. So he says there's a different mocker. You have to include that exact issue in the kal v'chomer itself. You have to say like this. Uma tirosh v'yitzar she'inan kelayim b'zeh afilu al yidei davar acher. Look, there's no way, no matter what you do, to get into an iser kelayim involving shemen, that is to say, olives and grapes. Nothing you can do. Even if you make other things involved. And nonetheless, ein mitasri mizel zeh, they're so separate, even though they're not separate, l'gabi kilayim, that you cannot take off ma'aser from one on the other. So if that's the case, tirosh v'dagan. So you want to mix now vineyards with dagan with grains. Or for that matter, one type of grain with another type of grain. We're over there, they are kilayim zebizah ayyadei davaracha. Let's say even if we hold that of Rabbi Yoshia. The point is that the truth is, as Tosfos points out, even according to Rabbi Yoshia, dagan v'dagan is kilayim zebizah anyway because of kilay zroyim. But this is Tosfos's approach. So that according to Rashi, it's mashman. According to Rabbi Yoshia, there's no kaloi zroim without involving the actual, based on this Gemara, really, without involving the actual vine. So that by kaloi zroim, Rabbi Yoshia is made only where you have also kaloi akerem. But Tosfos disagrees here, and this is what he says over here, that we're not really bringing in the gabi dog and the dogon, we're just bringing the entire kal v'chomer as a whole. So therefore, we can include tirosh v'dagan, certainly dagan v'dagan, which are kalayim zebzeh, at least ayyadei davar acher. Eino din shelo yitasru misal zeh. So for sure, over there, there's no way that they should be close enough that you could take off ma'aser from one from the other. Now, ask the Gemara, how about other things? There are other things that are not included bichlal in dagan, tirosh, v'yitzar, shnei minim be'alma. Let's say you have chumus and trina. So, chumus and trina, how do you know that you can't take off maaser one from the other. We're over there. They're not included, not in Chelev Yitzhar, not in Chelev Tirosh, not in Dagan. Oh, as says the Gemara, the truth is that you're not. The truth is that the Chiev of Trumot and Maasrot, Chumos and Tchina, is all the Rabbanan. And therefore, since the Rabbanan are patterning, as they always do, they're patterning their takona on the Din D'Oraita. So since in the Din D'Oraita you can't be maaser for one mean on another and call the takinu rabbanan, kein D'Oraita takinu, whatever their metakein, follows the same ground rules. So therefore, just like D'Oraita, the only minim that you're chayev, and that is dagan tirosh v'yitzar. So any shnei minim are not mitasrim zemizes, we just proved. So in the rabbanan's takona, the rabbanan namim. According to this, where we've explained that we're actually learning the essential din, the two minim not mitasrim, based on chelev for A and chelev for B, and then we expand it, right? But that's it. The chelev tirosh and chelev yitzhar. So then why can't we say the same exact thing by maaser beima? We should be led to the opposite conclusion. By Maaser Beima, it doesn't say the Chol Maaser Bakar U Maaser Tzon. It says Maaser Bakar V'Tzon, together. And if the whole mocker of not doing it is because it says separately Tirosh V'Yitzar, so then why shouldn't we say that the Torah is going out of its way to teach us that indeed Yitasrum Mizomiz, that we should be able to take off Maaser Beima from Bakar and Tzon and Tzon on Bakar? Since the pasuk says v'chol ma'aser bakar v'tzon, there kol asher yavor tachat hashevet ha'asiri yiyeh kodesh l'Hashem. So therefore, read it as if it says v'chol ma'aser bakar v'tzon ha'asiri, and then ma'aser would be going on the word of bakar, kol ma'aser bakar. And then Tzon HaAsiri Yekodesh. Therefore, since there's no other explanation for why we need both Maaser, which means the ten, and HaAsiri, which means the ten, so it's separately for Tzon and separately for Bakar. So it's Mashma Kol Tzon is one Asiri Lezeh. And Tena Sirilazes. So you have Tzon and you have Bakar. Yes, the Gemara, if that's the case, why not say the same thing for Kvasim v'Yizim Nami? We shouldn't be taking off Maaser on Kvasim and on Izim, because we should darshan now the same Kal v'Chomer and say, if Chadash v'Yashan, which is not Kilayim Zebezeh, nonetheless, you can't take off Maaser one on the other. Kvasim v'izim, which are Kilayim Zebezeh, we just said. Kol Shekein, and we answered, we said before, since the Torah uses the word Tzon instead of distinguishing between the Kvasim and the Izim, that's Mashma, Kol Tzon. All Tzon are Echad. Doesn't matter what the specific species of Tzon. Yes, the Gemara, according to you, that everything that's included in one word, as if we have an actual ribui, and we can't learn the Kal v'Chomer, which we ought to use. So then, if that's the case, so Hachanami over here by two types of Dagan, the Torah called all Dagan the same. It said Dagan. You could say exactly the same thing that you just said. Torah said Tzon means all Tzons the same. Torah said Dagan. Did it say Chitim v'Sorim? It said Dagan. So that means all Dagan is the same. Why can I not, therefore, maaser from barley on wheat? Should be the same thing. Lema mashma kol Dagan echad. You could have exactly the same mashmaut. Amar Abaye, no, you can't. Because by the Chelev Yitzar and the Chelev Tirosh v'Dagan, over there it says immediately afterwards, Reishitam. Asher yitun la'Hashem l'chana tatim. That word, Reishitam, goes back on the Dagan, and therefore it's Lashon Rabim, telling me the list of the above Daganim, each one of them on their own, you have to use a separate Maaser. V'chein amar Rabbi Ila, Reishitam. Rava says you don't have to come on to all this. Without Reishitam, there's a simple explanation for the difference. Below Reishitam Nami, it would be impossible to say that the word Dagan is mashma, that every Dagan is called Dagan Echad, that you can't say, you see, because lo matzit amra. Because bishlama hatam, we're talking about maser beima, where you say vatzon. So amrin vatzon, which is mashma called son echad, because if you hold that kvasim ve'izim are actually separate and cannot be taken off maser, so then all you needed to say lichtov v'chol maser behema, because then there's no difference between bokar, kvasim, v'izim. Each one needs to be kept separate. V'chitem, as you'll tell me, well, I mean, the reason that we needed to separate the bokar and the tzon, because if you would have said chol maser behema, then I would have said behema includes chaya, and that would mean that there's a chiyav, let's say a guy has a flock of reindeer, so he would be chayav also to take off maser, so, because after all, behema means chaya and behema. And tachat, tachat, I mean, you can't certainly can't say that, because we know for a fact, tachat, tachat, mikodashim gomar. We learn out the word tachat that appears by kochim, shor, or kesev, or eh, shivat, yamim, tachat imo. And we learn out from the din of kochim that it's not included, therefore, but it says shor, or kesev, or eh, not pasuk. It says there clearly that they're separate, shor, o kesev, o eiz. So therefore, we learn out from the comparison that here too, just like by kochim, chay is not bechlal behima. So therefore, here too, by maaser, tachat hashevet, teaches us that chay is not bechlal behima. So there's no reason for us to worry about that. So if the Torah wouldn't have said, bokar v'tzon, so we would have known that only the things we call behema, in other words, not chaya, only the bovines and the sheep and the goats, right? And then what would we have done? We would have ati bekavachom mechadash b'yashan, and we would have gone right ahead, and we would have said, well, we certainly can't take off meiser one from the other, because we just proved even chadash b'yashan you can't take off one from the other. In which case, why do we need bakar vatzon? There's no point in separating the bakar vatzon. Must be to teach me that indeed there are two different levels of a maasrim zemize. Bokar vatzon, yes. Bokar vatzon is the one thing that in maasrim zemize. But kvasim v'izim, which are included in one tzon, izim are mitasrim one from the other. Mashein came by maaser dagan. What are we supposed to do? Do without the word dagan at all? How would we be able to do that? We need to know that it's dagan that is chayev, and other things are not chayev. It's dagan tirosh v'yitzar. So there, it's in order lemu'utei she'ar minim that are not chayev midiraita in ma'aser. So therefore, we do not have a ribui to teach that kol min dagan echad. But when it comes to tzon, that word tzon is a ribui. That kol mine tzon is echad. Maskiflor v'nebere the Rav Nachman on what Rava said, Ema, I can give you another explanation for why it is that the Torah mentions bokar v'tzon. It's to tell me, la'arvu, it means now, l'vokar v'tzon, it means that you can actually put bokar v'tzon and be ma'aser together. And instead of telling me that they're not ma'asrim together, maybe that's the point. You're saying that the whole point is that only tzon and not bakar. Maybe the point of the pasuk is bakar v'tzon are mitasrim one on the other from the same deer. Omele mazut the brother of Nachman l'rova itle nami ha'asiri. Mazut said to Rav Nachman, according to Rava, it also uses the word Asiri the way Abaye did. That Asiri comes to tell me Asiri for this and Maser for that. He's also made that there's a separate Maser for Bakar and a separate Maser for Tzon. That's not what he was coming to argue about. He was just adding the difference between Dagan and Tzon. Of course he agrees that you can't possibly explain the word to mean that you would put Bokar v'tzon together. It says Asiri or Maser on each one of them separately. another answer to Rav Huna's kasha about why you can't possibly learn that it means to mix them together is Ikedi Amri, that in fact Rava argues on Abai, even on that part, and he doesn't learn from Asiri. However, Rava holds that without Asiri, you also couldn't possibly suggest that we should master them together. Below Asiri, quote unquote Asiri, without the Asiri that's written in Maaser Behemah, there's no possible way to have misunderstood the pasuk the way that Rav Huna b'Reb Reb Nachman is suggesting. Because, I'll tell you, since it says, Aser ta aser kol tefuat zar'acha, hayotze asadeh shana shana, since the Torah said Aser ta aser, remember we said before, b'shnei ma'asot ha-katub b'daper, echad ma'aser dagan, ve'echad ma'aser behima. So therefore, it was makish ma'aser behima la ma'aser dagan, ma'aser dagan, mimin ha-she'enu min olo, just like you cannot be ma'aser from two different species of dagan, haf ma'aser behima, mimin ha-she'enu min olo. So you certainly can't mix the bokar and the tzon. That's a given that I know from ma'aser. So according to this, Rava actually holds that the fact that you're not master mino mino is actually from the chel of yitzar v'chol chel of der tirosh v'dagan. In other words, from the comparison to the separation of master dagan from master yitzar. Since it needs to write chel of twice over there, it teaches us that it's different. Masha inkein by tzon, the tzon is telling me it is one thing. Yes, how can you possibly say that? Rava was the one who said before. The Rava Hudi Omar, Rava said before that in that pasuk that it says, Aser Taser, which is Makish Baser Bemata Maser Dagan, it also says Shana Shana, which teaches us only Lishanai Chetiv. I'm only comparing Maser Dagan to Maser Beima in this issue to teach me that you cannot be ma'aser min ha-chadash al ha-yashan. That was Rava himself who said that's why we don't learn out from the Hekesh that ain't ma'aser min ha-she'enu mino, because then that would be true about tzon also, the lola davar acher. So how now do you claim in your Ikedi Amri that no, actually the Hekesh was coming to tell me that you can't be ma'aser min ha-she'enu mino, not adjust. You can't be ma'aser min ha-chadash al ha-yashan, la-yashan min ha-chadash. Says the Gemara, according to this teretz, we'll have to say that Hodabe Rava Meahi. According to this, Rava indeed had Charata from that. And now he learns that we also learn Chodesh V'Yashan, Bokar V'Tzon, are not Misasrim, Kvasim V'Izim are, because there's no other reason for writing Tzon. Tzon means to tell me all Tzon are one. And that's not called Mino She'eno Mino at all. In this sense, right, Dema? One of these that we said before, Chod Mine, is Rav Papa and not Rava, because one of them was quoted, B'Shem Rava, and oftentimes when we quote Rava, the Talmidim actually had confused the mimer with Rav Papa. So this is one of those occasions. So Chod Mine was actually one of the above Ma'amarim, either the Ikedi Amri or the original Shana Shana, was actually not said by Rava. Continues the Elika Mishnah. Maaser Behima Mitztaref, 10 separate behemot that are all over the place, is Mitztaref up to Kimlo Regel Behima Roa, as far as a behima will spread from its friends when they're grazing. So that's all considered to be one. The kamehi regel behima ro'a, shisha asar mil. 16 kilometers is about how far they'll spread out. So if they're allowed to wander, that's how far they'll wander, one away from each other. And that's all considered to be within one flock of animals. How about hayu ben elu la'elu shloshim u'shnayim mil? Ein mitstarfim. If, however, you have double that, which of course doesn't make sense, we're going to ask why, and how do we say 32, and a minute ago we said 16. Obviously, this must mean something different than what it appears. But let's take it now on face value. So then they're not mitzarev to be 10 together. Yulo be'emtza. How about if you have other animals besides the ones that are spread 32 apart? So then maybe you could take the ones that are onto the side and you can maser all of them because the ones that are be'emtza. So maser on be'emtza because the emtza'iyot are mitzarfot, the ones on either side, to whom they are within 16. Rabbi Meir Omer, Hayardein mafsik lemaser beima. If you have five animals on one side of the yard and five animals on the other side of the yard, even though we don't have a very big merchak, but the water keeps them separate. Says the Gemara, you said that it's mitzarev up till rego beima ro'a, and that is 16 mil. What is the marker for this? Mi'ani milin. Omar Rabba Barshila the Omakra Odita Avorna Hatson Al Yedei Mone Mashma, that a Roe, a Mone, is able to count them if he's a single Roe. And that is what makes them a single Eder Tzon. But if they're going to be more spread out than that, then there's going to have to be another person that's involved because he can't handle an Eder that spreads beyond the amount that it would normally keep together. And Kimlehu l'Rabbonan, that they knew, that Shitzar Milko Shotoba Eina D'Ro'eh. A Ro'eh can keep control over an area of 16 mil. That's amazing. Hayu Bein Eilu L'Eilu Shloshim Yishnayim Mil Ein Mitztarfin. What? Shloshim Yishnayim? Who they mitztarfin? What are you saying? That bots in Miyaki, less than that, it isn't mitzarev. You just said 16 mil. V'akatoni shisha asar mil. So anything beyond that tvei, anything beyond the 16 log, would not be mitzarev. And says the Gemara, no. Of course the shear is 16. The reason that it spoke about a case where it's 32 is because since mishum tekaboy lemitna seifa, hayulo be'emtza, meviyuma asran be'emtza. So since it's wanted to bring up a case that you can have a maximal distance on either side that will be all brought together by one flock in the middle, so because of that, it's introducing the case. It doesn't mean that it has to be 32. If it would be anything beyond 16, would be already enough. So therefore, it says this case too. We learned in the Mishnah that if you have be'emtza, you can be maybe the two sides of maaser and be'emtza. V'chama, how many behemos need to be be'emtza in order that they should be considered to be a flock together with the flocks on either side? Omar Rav, what we need is chamesh mikan, v'chamesh mikan, v'chamesh be'emtza. So it needs to be mitzuraf with the middle to either side. So in other words, the 10 animals that you need for the minimum of maaser, obviously to have maaser, are comprised of 5 and 5, that is to say 5 to the east, 5 in the middle, and 5 and 5, 5 to the west, and 5 to the middle. But it's because b'chamesh, the middle ones, and tzayot, in other words, are chazi lohacha, they're roi to be mitztaref in either direction, because they're within 16 amot of either. So the chazi lohacha, but if you don't have altogether 10 behemot with them, so then it's not considered to be yetziruf. Shmuel Omer, no, you don't need even that. You could have chamesh mikan v'chamesh mikan, and even echad be'emtza. Why? Because we consider the ro'eh, and that was the whole makor of the din. Chazin lo'eh kamanda koyocha v'karina be'moneh. We look at him as if he is standing now in the middle, and he's able to be a moneh of all of the ones that are to the west, or all of the ones that are to the east. Meitve. Ask the Gemara against what Rav just said. Hayulu chamesh bekvar chananya. The chamesh bekvar utne. And it happens to be kvar chananya and kvar utne are 32 mil apart. So then if you have five animals in those two towns, Inon mitztarfot at shir lo achat betzipori. you would need one in Tziporim. And Tziporim is in the middle of Kvar Hananya and Kvar Otnei. Uh-oh, that's the Yufta de Rav. That seems to be a Yufta, because he said you need to have five, so that the middle would be Mitzurv in both ways. Tirgama Shmuel, Ali ben Rav, Shmuel, even though he didn't agree, he explained what Rav would do with this Braita. He would say that the reason it says over here, Achas Betzipori, is not part of the din of Chomesh of Kvar Hananya and Chomesh Bekvar Otni. It's talking about a separate case. In other words, either, first the Mishnah is just saying, you cannot be Mitzarev five in these two Kvarim. Now, if you had nine, let's say, on one side, in Kvar Hananya, and you had nine in Kvar Otni, and then you had one in the middle, you could bring them all together. Because then, the one in Tzipori is Chazilach of Chazilach. Omer of Papa, Velishmuel, according to Shmuel, that even one behemoth in the middle is Mitzarev, because we view the Ro'eh as being the Ro'eh of the entire flock, as if he's standing in the middle. So then, Afilu Ro'eh Mitzarfan, we should not need the actual animal. If the Ro'eh has a shack in the middle, then that's where he is. So it isn't a function of the animal being Mitzarev. It's a function of the Ro'eh. So if the animal is there, I understand that that makes it as if the Ro'eh is there. But if the Ro'eh really is there, then you don't need the animal. What defines if the Ro'eh is there? Even if the shack of the Ro'eh is there. Or even if Afilu Kelav Shel Ro'eh. This is where he puts down his knapsack. If this is where he puts down his knapsack, that's Mitzarfan. It's not the animal that's important, the way Shmuel is learning. Where Rav is learning, it's really the animal. So you need five and five. Boy Rav Ashi, Kalba the Ro'eh. How about the dog that the Ro'eh uses? Is that considered to be the equivalent of the Ro'eh's presence or not? Do we say Kivan Dekari Leva Ati Lo Mitzarfi? Since the dog only happens to be there. But Lamaisa, wherever the Ro'eh would be, he would whistle, the dog would come to where he is. So if he isn't there, then the dog shouldn't count to being Koveya, a separate Mokum. Or do we say, Dilma, Zimne Delo Ati, Umitztarech Il Lamezova Aiti? Do we say sometimes the dog will misbehave and not come? In which case the Ro'eh is really stuck to that place, because he's going to have to get back there in order to collect the dog. And that should be sufficient to make it a mokum of the Ro'eh. Tekum. That question stands.